Hello, and welcome back to Surgery 101, the podcast series brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta and our partners at Covidien. This week is number two in the series of Problems with the Penis, which is a series of short episodes about common urological topics, all beginning with the letter P. Last week we looked at phimosis, and this week we have a short episode on paraphimosis. This is a common complication of phimosis that every medical student needs to know about and be able to treat. So, let's look at a common urological emergency here on Surgery 101.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Alexi Millman, a fourth-year medical student from the University of Toronto. Continuing with our special series of urology-themed episodes, Problems with the Penis, today we will be covering paraphimosis, another episode brought to you by the letter P. We will go over the definition, etiology, presentation, and management of paraphimosis. Paraphimosis is a condition where the foreskin, once retracted, becomes caught behind the gland's penis and cannot be reduced to its normal position. Edema develops in the prepuce and gland's penis due to obstructed venous and lymphatic drainage. At this stage, paraphimosis is a medical emergency. If left untreated, chronic lymphedema and possible gangrene and autoamputation may occur. Phimosis is a risk factor for paraphimosis. If a phimotic prepuce is forcibly retracted, the phimotic band makes it difficult to reduce the foreskin and obstructs venous and lymphatic outflow from the glands. Paraphimosis may also be caused iatrogenically by healthcare professionals, medical students, or parents who forget to return the foreskin to its proper position after examination, cleaning, or urethral catheterization. This is why it is so important to remember to reduce the foreskin after any foreskin manipulation. When the foreskin is left in a retracted position, it may start to develop edema, resulting in a tight, constricting band. As with a phimotic band, this disrupts venous and lymphatic drainage, resulting in edema of the gland's penis. Patients with paraphimosis often present to the emergency room. On history, you should note onset of symptoms, if there is a previous history of phimosis, if the foreskin was forcibly retracted, any recent penile or foreskin manipulation, such as for catheter insertion, and any previous episodes of paraphimosis. Physical exam should note the degree of swelling and any color change of the foreskin or gland's penis. Treatment of paraphimosis should be done with the use of an anesthetic or analgesic agent, as it is a painful condition.
No!
The most common treatment is a manual reduction of the foreskin. A dorsal penile block is the preferred method of analgesia for this procedure. Manual reduction is performed by first wrapping a gloved hand around the swollen prepuce and glands and applying pressure to reduce the edema. Once the swelling has subsided, the foreskin can be reduced. This is done using a two-handed technique. The thumbs are placed on the glands of the penis, and the fingers placed on either side of the tight foreskin. The thumbs are used to push on the glands as the fingers pull the foreskin back into its normal position. One helpful trick is to first wrap the glands and foreskin in gauze soaked with a D50 solution. This may help to reduce the swelling, but more importantly, it makes the foreskin very sticky, which helps enormously with the reduction. If a manual reduction is not successful, an emergent dorsal slit operation can be performed in order to relieve the constriction. Definitive treatment with circumcision should be performed at a later date, as paraphimosis tends to recur. In summary, paraphimosis is a painful condition in which the foreskin becomes trapped behind the glands, resulting in swelling and an inability to reduce the foreskin. Paraphimosis is a medical emergency, as if left untreated, it will result in chronic lymphedema and may cause necrosis of the glands. On history, don't forget to ask about past phimosis and foreskin manipulation. Manual reduction of the foreskin is the preferred method of emergency treatment. However, definitive treatment with circumcision is usually required to prevent recurrence.
That's it for paraphimosis, which is the second P in our series, Problems with the Penis. Up next week is P number 3, which is priapism. I should point out that Alexi has done some really great notes for this series, Problems with the Penis, including a lot of diagrams which you may find helpful when you're listening to the podcast. You can get a hold of these by subscribing to Surgery 101. It only costs $5 to subscribe for a year, and you get access to all of our notes all the time. Go to surgery101.libsyn.com for more details. Please also visit the surgery101.org website. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook and check out our YouTube channel if you want to see some of the videos we've made. Also, don't forget the Surgery 101 app, just 99 cents, and you get access to all of our episodes all the time on the go with your phone. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you back here next week for our third P here on Surgery 101.